You're listening to the Student Union Elections 2026 on University Radio Nottingham. Your vote, your union, your voice. This candidate has applied for Vice President, Postgraduate and International.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Rob O'Connor, Head of News at URN. And today I'm going to be bringing you another interview for the Student Union Election. And today I am joined by Eula. It's lovely to have you here. Eula, who are you and what role are you applying to?
Hi everyone, I'm Eula and I'm an international postgraduate student in computer science and a current student representative. I'm running for vice president, postgraduate and international because I want to ensure students' voices lead to real improvements and not just conversations.
Very good. Very concise. What inspired you to run for this job?
When I first arrived, I experienced some struggles. Over time, I realized support does exist, but it's not just always easy to access, especially first arriving in a new country with a lot of new things to adapt to. So that experience motivated me to work in representation, and I want to take that further to improve support for others.
Okay, and what do you intend to do were you to win the election and get this role?
I think I'll show students my leadership, and because I do have a proven ability to do a good student representative. We received more feedbacks from students this semester, and we did make some real improvements. We improved the facility, we adjust the teaching methods, something like that. So I do think I will make a positive change.
Okay, yeah. We're going to bring it to sort of some lighter questions now. Eulan, if you were a type of biscuit, what would you be?
I think I will be a dark chocolate digestive because it's reliable, balanced and surprisingly popular.
Very good answer. Okay. Let's put you in a desert island disc scenario. So wherein, imagine you were put on a desert island and you were only able to bring a few items with you. And among those items are three either songs or albums that you could take with you. So what are some favourite songs or albums of yours that you think you would take with you to this desert island?
I'll take Fix You and Counting Stars from Coldplay, and I'll take Hall of Fame from The Script.
Okay. You had them ready. You were ready to go with them. That's solid choices. What book would you bring if you could bring a book with you?
I'll bring Nonviolent Communication by Marshall Rosenberg book.
That's okay. Yeah. It is recorded, so it's fine to go.
I'd like to bring Nonviolent Communication by Marshall Rosenberg because I really benefit from this book. It has influenced the way I approach conversations, especially in situations where people feel unheard or misunderstood. So this book emphasizes empathy and clarity. So I do think it could help me doing this role.
Yeah, no, okay, very good. And if you could bring one luxury item with you, so for non-survival use, what would it be?
I'll definitely bring a camera because I really love photography. I'm the president of Photo Society, so I'm bringing a camera to document the experience and tell stories.
Yeah. Oh, that's lovely. That's really good. Could you tell me something that might be a bit surprising about yourself, Eulan?
I'm surprisingly enjoy the experience and life here, and I'm surprisingly adaptive to the uni life here. And I would be surprised how prosperous I am now, if I looking back how struggled I was at the beginning.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's lovely. So we're now going to take it to more sort of life perspective kind of questions. Yulan, what or who has been your biggest influence in life?
Definitely Jen Gudo. She represents correct leadership. She's always patient, compassionate. I hope I can be someone like her.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's a good answer. Do you have any particular moments of pride that you've experienced in your life that you could reflect on right now? Pride, like kind of proudness of yourself. It's okay.
I'd say the moment I was elected as student representative, and that means I could represent students in discussion with academic staff and seeing feedback that lead to real improvements. It should mean that students' voices can genuinely shape decisions.
Okay. And I'm going to end with one last question, and that's, imagining you published a biography of your life, you turned it into a book, who would you want to read the audiobook? Let's say, if you had a celebrity who could read out your life as an audiobook, who would you choose?
If I'm honored enough, I really admire Jen Gudo, but unfortunately she's passed away, but I will always admire her.
Yeah, that's fair enough. That's a very good answer. She was an amazing woman, an incredible influence. Okay, Yulan, we have come to the end of our time. It's been absolutely lovely to get to know you, and I hope you've enjoyed the process. Thank you.
I enjoy very much. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We're now going to end there.
Thank you for listening to the Student Union Elections on URN 1350. Your vote, your union, your voice. Voting opens on the 9th of March 2026 at 9 a.m. and closes on the 13th of March at 12 midday. Make sure you have your say.